Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach Flores does an unbelievable job with those guys. They've got great talent across the board. The scheme is good. So we got to be definitely sound and have, you know, the right answers for those things if they do present themselves. Sometimes they show up more often than not. But we definitely got to have sound answers. And so definitely the preparation's been good so far. We've got a long way to go to get ready for these guys, though.
That was Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson on the defense that they're going to face in the Minnesota Vikings, led by Brian Flores, their DC.
B-Flow.
B-Flow. You know what
I mean? B-Flow, as Raheem called him the other day. B-Flow.
No, Ra called him B-Flow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Ra called him B-Flow. Yeah, I don't know. I guess
he's
I'm
not on first name. But, you know, nickname basis.
When I heard Mike Bell yesterday, hey, B was running the ball real well. Or was that B? Or was that Mike or Carl? I don't remember. B was running the ball real well.
I could see one of them doing
I'm
it.
I'm like,
Colin Bijan B?
Yeah, B. B.
No one calls him that.
Yeah.
Unless it's one of their coaches, unless it was Coach Ward.
No, it was definitely Michael. You know, hey, B was running the ball well. Mm-hmm. Can we stick with B running the ball?
I think you can call him John next. John was running the ball well.
Rob.
Maybe they're on a different. Maybe they have a different relationship.
They don't.
It's okay. Listen, Tiff, I'm like, yeah, look, give anybody the benefit of the doubt. But when you have the doubt in your mind and you know that they don't deserve the benefit, I'm going to say they don't.
I was going to say, I'll give anybody the benefit of the doubt unless I know them.
Exactly.
Lose it. But, you know, let's digress. We don't want to go down that road. Bijan did have a good day. In fact, every time you go back and look at what happened last week, you go, huh. We won in every facet of the game. Every one of our 47 or 46, whatever it is these days, 48, 47 or 46, 45 of our players beat their 45. We just had one. We just had one player that didn't necessarily do everything they needed to do to win. And he knows it. It doesn't have to be said. You know, you don't ever want to pin it on one player.
Yeah.
But it was just those turnovers. It just killed that. You needed just a little bit better, and you'd win the game from that position. You didn't get it. You got a rebound, and, you know, go see what B-Flow and in Minnesota's got for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, and overall, a little bit more from this offense overall. Here's Zach Robinson on situational football. That is what he feels is stopping them.
We're going to continue to just do the best we can because, really, that's – situational football, third down and red zone, and taking care of the ball is where we're kind of stopping ourselves. We're able to move the football very efficiently first and second down. It's just making sure that we are on the screws with situational football, third down, red zone, scoring points when we get down there, scoring touchdowns when we get down there, making sure that that does not happen again.
Yeah, it's so true. I say it all the time. I hope a lot of times that this, and I said it during the game on Sunday, I hope this Falcons team can somehow score from like the 25, because it seems like when they get in the red area or they get into some kind of short yardage situation, we've mentioned it before, the Falcons are one of, if not the most successful team on the ground on first and second down in the NFL. Extremely good when it comes to just middle of the field, first down, second down, running the ball. They are elite in that category. Start getting a tighter red area, you start getting into short yardage plays, you start getting into third and longs, all those situational things that Zach is talking about, that's what kills you. You have to stay, and that's why we've talked so much, guys, on this show about penalties and staying on time and not backing yourself up and not being in a first and 20 or a first and 15. Because to Zach's point, once you start getting situational football that is not in your favor, you have simply not been very good, and it's frustrating.
Going into the Denver game, you were 15th in the league in red zone efficiency. 15th in the league down in the red area in efficiency. You're now 25th.
Yeah.
I mean, you, at 50% of the time you're in the red area, you don't score a touchdown.
It's just and I had a question from Chris Goforth in between pre and post on Sunday, and he's like, you know, you talk a lot about the run game, and obviously the run game is always going to be the area that I focus on. It's what I love to talk about. It's what I think delivers championships more times than not.
Of course, you're an offensive lineman.
Right. That's what I like to talk about. All right. And he's like, why do you focus so much on the fact that they run wide zone when they're obviously very, very good at running wide zone? Why do you focus so much on the fact that they don't use pullers or run power or run, you know, some of these other run, you know, run plays that the rest of the NFL does? And my answer always is because I think there's more. I think it's one thing to be successful on first and second down. You love that. But I also look at how little long distance explosives we've had this year. We've had make one run that's been over like 40 yards this year. And you did get a little bit of a change up last weekend. You went to a wham play. That was nice. Could have gone for more. But I just think the pieces we have in place, I think we should be getting more from the run game. I think there should be 20 and 25-yard chunks sitting in there the way some of these other teams are able to rattle it off and to put yourself in a better situation where you don't have to worry about red zone efficiency.
Do you think they're going to have to do a little bit more wham, maybe a little more mid to inside zone, maybe duo or something? Because here's the thing, and I'm talking about this week alone, because this is the fifth best, they're the fifth best scoring defense. They lead the league against the run. They're only giving up 81 yards a game.
This is an opportunistic defense and a defense that's been good in that area that you just mentioned.
I think everything's on the table. And I thought they would, and it was nice to see the wham play. They also did a little bit of a different, we used to call it mid-zone lock, where instead of the backside tackle coming down into the B-gap, he would actually lock on the backside end and you would insert like a Charlie Warner for the cutback. They tried to do a little bit of that with Algier in the game. It looked like the hole kind of got messy. Algier didn't read it for whatever reason. So there were small changes. But I think Zach Robinson at this point, I think a lot of this run game is Dwayne Ledford, and I think Zach Robinson is kind of opting to let Dwayne Ledford lead that, if I had to guess, because it's got his fingerprints all over it. And they're just, I don't know, it seems like the small caveats that you would normally see kind of move in as a snail's pace, because like I said, you look at it and they are extremely efficient on first and second down in the run game at this point. It just, when you get into situational football, like he said, it's not quite where you want it to be.
No, it hasn't been. And we talked about it throughout the week. Again, I say it again, the opportunistic defense that they are facing with turnovers, with Byron Murphy on their team looking around. It's a game in which you cannot afford to turn the football over at all because this team can capitalize
on it. What was, well, you might remember this. Remember Danielle Hunter and Jonathan Grenard kind of switched places this past offseason. We were monitoring the pass rush market. Danielle Hunter was one of those guys that I think he got, 2 years? $49 million or something like that.
Fully guaranteed almost a million. Yeah.
The Falcons were kind of in on that a little bit, but it got outbid. Then Jonathan Grenard, who was with Houston, he ends up back where Danielle Hunter was, and they kind of switched places. Man, he's been worth every dime that they're giving him up in Minnesota.
He's a Hiram kid. He went to Hiram High School. He obviously went to Louisville, then went to Florida, and he signed a contract worth $76 million over 4 years. Mm. And to your point, guys got 10 sacks, 14 tackles for loss,
Jesse,
3 forced fumbles, 15 quarterback hits, and a couple pass breakups.
Woo,
he's had an all-pro year.
So he's got the whole Falcons defense before last week. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, Rook has 3 sacks. I'm not Rook, I'm sorry. Abicady.
Yeah.